What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here we go. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now to go around the bases with Wolchuk.
Yeah.
Get you geared up here for this Rangers return to action tomorrow night. At this time, here's the Wooly Bully.
Let's do it. Here's a rule change I think they should implement right after this.
You don't know how to play first base.
Scott?
That's right.
It's not that hard, Scott. Tell him, Wash.
It's incredibly hard.
There's no crying in baseball!
You play ball like a girl!
Hey, if for those that don't know, life-changing, the Tommy John underwear.
Tie it with one swing. High drive! It's tied!
Woo! All right, Mookie Betts is talking with Sports Illustrated. And he says, look, once a position player comes into the game, you're down 10 runs, whatever it might be, we just need to call it. It's done. It's like run rule. If we're having position players pitch, because we know we've lost, why? Why bother? Let's just call it a game.
Because that one moment, that one game where things take a turn and you get a rally with Higgy pitching in the ninth inning, you know, and all of a sudden things just start going crazy. I don't know. The one outlier moment where this happens, it'd be one of the most historic things ever. Like coming back from 37 down in the finals.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you're using the pitcher, position pitcher, when you're down, not when you're up, right?
It goes. I think it goes both ways.
When you're losing is typically when this is happening.
Yeah. To me, I'm kind of thinking like I agree with him though. I do, but I also thinking about the time Bassick was talking about when he pitched and gave up like 12 runs. Or something like that. Then Bassick, like his debut.
Yeah.
He was just, and then they came back.
Like 12 earned runs in his debut. No, is that real?
He was a pitcher.
I was on the board for that game.
I think they came back and won. I think Cleveland
the
came
did
back.
Come and, back and win.
Yeah,
on an Omar Vizquel slapper down the right field line.
So he gave up, I think, 9 or 10 runs.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
getting shelled.
So if you get Mike Bassick in the game, you have a shot.
Yeah, you know, I would be for it. I wonder what they would do with the ads. You know, that's why they won't.
Yeah, that's a good point. they've got those built in there. But, I mean, I guess you could actually run it. You just have your...
An extended post-game show?
Yeah,
you're going to blow out these ads?
Right. Like you just,
and your advertisers know that if this happens, this is how we're going to handle it?
Yeah, because it's really, what, an inning that you're going to end up skipping out of? I mean, it's like the ninth inning that they're doing this. So, essentially, we're just, like, fast-forwarding through the ninth inning. I just can't think of an instance where, like, that rally's happened. Where you're you're pitching a guy and, like, you're down by... It's probably going to be, you're down, like, 8-plus runs.
Yeah.
So, the game, you're pretty much... the second you're sending in Higgy or whoever the position player is, you're waving the white flag anyway. I mean, the Rangers got so pissed when... Who was it? Of the Padres? Tatis, wasn't it? When he hit, like, a grand slam where he pimped a home run and they had a position player pitching? Because it's like... You're not supposed to do that. Basically, the other team has already said, hey, we've lost this game. We're just kind of trying to get this thing out. And you're out here just still swinging when you're getting thrown a 60-mile-per-hour meatball. And it's hard not to. So there were arguments both ways. But I wouldn't mind it. I don't think that Mookie Betts is out of line for suggesting that.
Well, at least if it goes to 13 runs, because the record all-time is 12.
Okay.
And Bassett gave up 7 runs, 6 earned in 6 innings in that game. He struck out 2. Only 1 walk, always had good command. But that was a 14-2 game when it got to its absolute
14-2.
Worst. Yeah, and and that was the 116-win Mariners team. So 15-14 Tribe that day.
Goodness gracious, that is bonkers right there. Rangers did get their schedule out. In fact, all of Major League Baseball's schedule is out. They will open up the season March 24th, pending the lockout, which I really hope does not happen, as Major League Baseball will start March 24th, Thursday, on Netflix. That will be a televised game. The opening matchups are Cleveland at the Chicago Cubs. Chicago also will be hosting the All-Star game at Wrigley Field on July 13th, so you can look forward to that. The Rangers will open up their season against the Houston Astros in Houston on March 25th. It's the earliest date the Rangers have begun a regular season, which will be beating this year by a single day. Rangers are scheduled to play Thursday through Saturday at Houston. Then they take Easter Sunday off, then resume their season opening road trip with 3 games at Seattle. The home opener will be April 1st. Against the A's to start a 4-day series. The Rangers would finish off the opening homestand with 3 against Tampa Bay. They've also got games at Chicago against the Cubbies, in Cincinnati against the Mets at Citi Field, and they'll play in Washington all before the end of April. So that is a lot of, I would say, early Ranger baseball games. They're going to be probably starting at like 5:30, 6 o'clock here, local time.
Assuming they have a season.
They're going to have a season. We're just going to put that positivity out there. Rangers are going to host National League opponents. So we'll get the St. Louis Cardinals at the Globe. You'll get the Philadelphia Phillies at the Globe. The Colorado Rockies, the Braves, the D-backs. The Dodgers will be coming
to
town.
Coming back, yeah.
The Milwaukee Brewers, who've been really, really good. All of those teams will be making trips to the Globe this upcoming season, so you can plan your season accordingly. The Dodgers are revealing a new bobblehead. This is one I have not seen before. You have...
Shohei involved some way?
2025... iconic moment when you had two of their outfielders
collided.
Andy Páez and Kike Hernandez colliding in the outfield.
That was that one of the
game. Smacking into each other.
Yeah, one of the
game. It did, and it's amazing. I think it was Páez who was able to hold on to the ball. It was Game 7, ninth inning, epic victory. But they're going to give that away September 6th against the Nats. The bobblehead's very unique. It's almost like Kike Hernandez is like laying like a little baby being held in the lap of Páez, who has his glove up and he's catching the ball. I would recommend going. Andy Gonzalez has tweeted it out. I can tweet it out on my page as well. But very interesting bobblehead, how they've been able to make this one work. But I'm sure Dodger fans will be lining up to get the iconic moment of the catch.
Late 90s, I had just gotten into sports radio. Started a bobblehead collection.
Yeah.
Fast forward about 5 years later, I had like 40. And one day I was just like, this
got
is stupid.
Got drunk and raked them off into a trash can.
Basically.
You might have had some that were worth something.
I had some cool ones, you know, none that I can really remember.
A lot.
But yeah, it was overwhelming. And I was like, what am I even going to do with these?
Clutter.
I'm an adult for crying out loud.
Yeah. Were they all open, or did you have them
open? I had them all open.
I'm going to give you a big fish tank here. That's what I'm going to do. Get rid of these bobbleheads. Didn't you have a big fish tank?
I did. I had 13 fish tanks, Brian.
My gosh.
Yeah.
13 fish tanks.
I was breeding South American cichlids at one point.
I can't believe you never had a stalker, man.
I sold some of them.
Did you?
Yeah, but it was hard. Payoff wasn't
some of the
enough.
Fish or the tanks?
The breeding of the fish. Oh. And the preserving them and growing them and everything. It was. It turned out to be a job more than a hobby.
Yeah, I feel like that's got to be time consuming.
Yeah.
Will Paul Skeens ever pitch for the New York Yankees? It's been a rumor for many moons that Paul Skeens will leave Pittsburgh. He's never really been very, no, this is the place I want to be until this interview. Here's Paul Skeens being asked about it over the All-Star break. NJ.com did the interview. Skeens on staying with the Pirates.
I got shown the tweet and didn't really think anything of it, and then got some texts about it. I'm on the Pirates. My goal is to win with the Pirates. I love the city of Pittsburgh. The fans are hungry to have a winner in Pittsburgh, and I want to be a part of the group that did that. I think about it the same way that when I was at the Air Force Academy, we had never been to a conference championship, and then my sophomore year we ended up winning the conference. We had never finished top four in the conference before that. Pittsburgh is, in the way that fans see us outside of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is not supposed to win. There are 29 fan bases that expect us to lose. And I want to be a part of the group. I want to be a part of the 26 guys that change that. So I don't know where that came from. The goal is to win. And, I don't know the reporter that reported it. I don't know the player who supposedly said that, but the goal is to win, and the goal is to win in Pittsburgh.
Well,
there we go. As a Pirates fan, dude, you gotta be absolutely thrilled.
Grinning ear to ear. Like, people the goal were trying is to win.
I think it was like three starts into his career that people were already like, please God, send him somewhere that is actually a quality team.
Yes, because Pittsburgh does not, it's not even like the other teams are looking at Pittsburgh expecting them to lose. It's because they don't carry themselves as an organization that is expecting to win. They've got a low payroll. They're not exactly trying to pay to bring in free agents.
In the 70s, they were good.
You want to say the right thing. You want to endear yourself to the fan base as much as possible.
Sure.
And not indicate that you're going to leave before you actually do. Like, LeBron and the buildup to the decision 14 years ago, it really blew up in his face. And since then, everybody has done a much better job of managing the PR and the buildup to you leaving.
Yeah. And he really has. That's the first time I've heard him say, hey, like, I want to do this here. I want to win here. He's done a good job of kind of deflecting.
Yeah.
But I think so, too. I think ultimately if he had the opportunity to go play for a big market
team,
he's going
to
do that.
We're not really going to consider trading you for a couple of more years, so help us make the most of it.
You're
going
to have to leave as
then.
A free agent, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's stupid for Pittsburgh. They should trade him and get a haul for him, but they won't. So they're not a serious organization.
You should be forced to sell the team.
Yeah.
And that's what's so great about promotion and relegation. And it's a hot topic once again because of the success of the World Cup team, but like, you need accountability. There's no accountability for American sports teams.
No, that's a great point. And that's also like, it goes back to the conversation about the fans.
Yeah.
Like, the fans almost feel like we're the ones that have to hold our teams
accountable. Have to sacrifice.
Right.
You know, we have to endure this, or we have to do something crazy, which probably won't work. We're going to organize a boycott and 15 nerds are going to show up.
Yeah, we're going to put our brown bags over our heads and get escorted out of the stadium, or show up with signs that say sell the team, and ultimately it goes nowhere. Chase Burns and the Reds have reached a 7-year, $105 million contract. At 23 years old in his first full season, he's 11-1 this year with a 2.54 ERA. He is certainly on the verge of possibly winning the Cy Young in the NL. He was making $785K a season, so a big-time raise for Chase Burns. Congratulations to him of cashing in. And then the Phillies, and they're playing right now against the Mets. They're down 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. I moved this game up on ESPN due to weather. Brad Keller, the reliever, has torn his UCL. He is expected to miss the rest of the season. So there's another team, just like the Rangers, that are probably going to be looking for bullpen help. The Phillies, you can put on that list as well. 9-year veteran, just signed a 2-year, $22 million deal with the Phillies. Tough loss for the Phils. All right, second half preview from Jeff Passan of ESPN. He's got the big four. You've got the Dodgers, you got the Rays, you got the Brewers, and then the Braves. Those are the top four teams, he says, in Major League Baseball that are legit contenders. Then you've got the biggest threats to the big four, the Rangers in tier two here. Yankees, Cubs, Phillies, Mariners.
We don't feel like a tier team two yet.
Not yet, but no. We can maybe get there, even though Rangers leading the division, Mariners aren't. What makes them a contender? For the Mariners, the starting rotation is still the foundation of the team. They're deep enough that the Mariners were apparently shipped to a six-man rotation in the second half after ditching the short-lived piggyback system. What to expect? The Mariners remain the favorite to win the division. But it feels like they should be up five or six games instead of battling the Rangers and Astros. The key is obvious. They need to start hitting, starting with their supposed big three of Kyle Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez, and Josh Naylor. Rodriguez missed the final nine games before the break with a concussion, but he's going to be ready to go. And you'd think that the big dumper will end up picking up where he left off last year, eventually.
Just nine home runs this year.
He's been bad. Yeah, he's had a really rough season so far.
Yeah, it's him and Vladdy Jr. It's just like, what happened, dude?
So bizarre. Now, the contenders in the mix, this is tier three. Here's where our Texas Rangers come in.
Tier three.
Guardians, the White Sox, the Marlins, the Pirates are actually here because they're having a 50-47, a decent season. They got 31% playoff odds. Cardinals, Nats. Here are your Rangers. Playoff odds, 66%. Eric told us that yesterday. Championship odds, 3%. Sitting at 49-47. The division title odds are a solid 50. Now, what to expect? Though little's gone right, the Rangers somehow still lead the AL West. No, it has not been a good division, but the Rangers might win it and they might play in October. This might occur despite a lost season for Seager. And there have been rumors he might be a player considered for a trade as well. There cannot be many franchises lining up to inherit that massive contract and his back issues. But let's be fair, a winning player lurks. The Rangers have only one playoff year since 2017, but they won it all. If this club slips into October and gets good news on the health front, it could win the American League. Pretty much any team can right now.
Okay, all right.
So it's
I could have done without that last sentence.
Yeah, we'll just leave it. They could win the American League.
I like it.
With that pitching, they absolutely could. Hell yeah, they can. Let's go. It's going to go off in the second half. This team's going to freaking win it all, baby.
You know, we just need our good bullpen arms to get healthy or remain good and see why we trust. You know? Probably two trades away.
Yeah, I think you probably need to add at least one high-leverage arm that can kind of be your setup guy. Chris Martin needs to never pitch again. They need to make sure he retires.
Wow.
And if they could find a way to possibly get another bat, that would be nice.
I think the patience with Chris Martin's about to pay off. Okay, 214 clarifies.
To the God's ears.
214 clarifies that women are not impressed by if you have had a stalker. I would think that it would be quite a compliment.
Well, is that a woman or a man?
I think it's a lady.
I think it was a lady.
All right.
But, you know, can't confirm. Certainly
thanks
read
for jumping in, ma'am.
Like it came off the fingers
like
of
it was a
woman.
Female?
It's not a turnoff, though, is it?
I
hope it's not a turnoff.
So.
Like, hey, yeah, I've had a few stalkers.
Yeah.
She'll probably think I'm doing something to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Encouraging him.
Yeah, I must be lying.
Oh, yeah.
Selling dreams. Bad. Love bombing,
maybe
all
they'd
that
be,
stuff.
Maybe
they'll find a way to blame you.
Yeah, you know it.
I don't know if women know it, but they love competition. You know, maybe this just isn't the kind of competition they would like.
Mm.
Maybe it's you know a little fatal attraction type situation. You don't want to have to worry about.
Yeah. You don't need one of those previous stalkers coming back.
You gotta fight them now.
You don't want that
in your own living room.
Looking.
Yeah,
that's just weird. I could see that.
Those ladies got to screw loose.
We got a hodgepodge coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Yes, sir, we do. We finally have the answer to America's biggest question and your bleep hole of the week in sports next in the nation.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients: and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here we go. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I saw those Blue Angels pilots who had that sick flyover at the beach yesterday, not punished. They are they're back in action. There was some discussion around that today. Would they be relieved of duties for endangering the public? Pretty sweet if you could guarantee me no injury to have a plane fly that close to you while you're chilling on the beach, blowing over your chairs and umbrellas. Have you seen this?
I feel like such a loser. I haven't seen this, dude. What do I need to type in?
Blue Angels.
Probably Blue Angels. I love seeing the Blue Angels out there. You know, usually they're thousands of feet in the air, but
yeah,
like 60 feet, maybe 100 feet. I don't know. I have all that with me. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's Eric.
Wow, this is insane, dude.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, I like the over-the-ocean stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But when you come over the beach,
yeah,
just what feels like a handful of feet over a crowd of human beings.
Yeah.
Golly, and how loud that would be.
Loud and hot, probably.
Yeah, that too. Goodness gracious, I did not see that. Where was this at? This was in Pensacola.
Pensacola.
Isn't that their home?
Dude.
Isn't that where the Blue Angels
Pensacola,
are
Florida.
At?
Yeah. Doing tricks and everything, like what feels like right above.
Just trying to get home.
That was crazy.
Oh, man, it blew everything away.
Were they just doing a bit or something, or did they explain themselves? Like,
I don't know. They're so damn precise. Like, they can fly 18 inches away from each other, so I'm sure, like, the pilot knew nobody was actually in danger.
Yeah.
But
give them a real show here. Dang.
It seems like everybody's enjoying it for the most part.
That is the most courtside view you could get for the Blue Angels. There's no question about that.
Yeah, all you right. could salute the pilot as he flies by. Look him right in the eye.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, the biggest question in America has been answered right after this.
T TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening
to
you guys?
Well, it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or something stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
When I say biggest question in America right now, does anything come to mind for you guys? I feel like a lot of people are going to think LeBron.
Okay.
What's the president going to say tonight about the 2020 election?
Yeah, that's where we're going. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. No, I didn't even realize there was something going on tonight.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay, fantastic.
I think that's right.
Well, I thought it was going to be the origins of the explosive diarrhea parasite.
Okay.
According to the Washington Post, exclusive breaking news. Investigators have linked shredded iceberg lettuce supplied to Taco Bleeping Bell.
No way. It's all T-Bell?
By Taylor Farms. That's the real culprit here.
Taylor Farms makes that salad in a bag stuff.
Yeah, be careful with the Taylor Farms lettuce.
Because
apparently the thing that really spread the parasite was Taylor Farms provides iceberg lettuce to Taco Bell restaurants. And, of course, people are running through the Taco Bell in droves. And so that is apparently what is the ultimate culprit here for the American bubble guts.
So we don't want any Taylor Farms shredded lettuce?
I think that's the big key here. Okay. Yeah. Stay away from Taylor Farms shredded lettuce. If you can get it at the grocery store, I'd punt.
Yeah,
and
you can see it. It's in the bag. It's in those salad bags you could get that has the dressing in it already and stuff.
Yeah.
It's already like it's kind of like coleslaw looking. It's already shredded all up and tore up and all that. So yeah, their logo is a black and white, like a circle. So you know, Taylor.
I bought the Taylor Farms Romaine hearts. You know, it all comes in one.
Yeah.
And you can kind of pull it apart and make your own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I prefer to do it like that, but that's how I do my salads. I'll have to go home and check, though, because I did that a couple of days ago.
Oh, did you?
Are we getting, like, a specific batch of expiration dates that we need to throw out? Or probably anything from them is an instant throwaway at this point.
Yeah, the problem is I can't get into the story because I don't pay for the Washington Post, so I don't know all the details. I just know the main gist of the story.
I couldn't watch the Blue Angel thing for a minute because of the Washington Post.
Oh,
they wanted $2 from me.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not giving them $2 right now. They gave me the goods for free. Taylor Farms, Taco Bell.
So there's a whole lot of people that went to Taco Bell and just thought that was a regular experience.
Yeah.
Probably didn't even like call anybody else back.
Yeah, like
joking with their friends about it.
Pretty standard operations
for 3 days.
That's just the way it goes. The weird thing is though, is when you get hit with it 10, 12 days later, which apparently a lot of people get it.
Yeah,
you know, like you had your Taco Bell, you had your run of the mill aftermath, thought everything was fine. Yes, and then a week and a half later, it actually hits you 10 times harder. So we do have the answer to that question. Your bleep hole of the week in sports, though, I'd like you to go to the Brazilian football club, Amazonas FC.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming under fire here for releasing defender Leo Coelho. And the reason why they're being put on blast is because they put him on blast. Not only did they release this guy, but they immediately started posting compilation videos of his worst mistakes onto all of their social platforms. Okay, so they've basically put blooper reels up, like lowlights of this guy in a Brazilian football club uniform, and just put it out there as basically, here's our reasoning for why we cut this guy.
He's terrible.
Never seen anything like this before.
Get rid of the guy.
Wow. I get it from fans. You know, like a diehard fan being like, yeah, seriously, thank God we finally got rid of this guy. Here's 5 minutes of him just sucking.
But he must have been a jerk to the social media department.
This was the actual team, dude. That is pretty dirty.
Well, I mean, you release a guy and your fan bases revolt against you and you're like, okay, you want to see why? Idiots.
Yeah.
You know? Check this stuff out. This is Tim Ream's worst nightmare right here. One of his teams had put together a compilation of his embarrassing moments in the box. This is pretty funny, though. It's like a minute 20 of just ill-advised passes and failed tackles.
Isn't that great?
Right in front of the goalie.
No way. So mean, but
It's pretty dang hilarious.
You know, somebody had to be convinced internally, and this montage had already been built to show the boss, this is why we got to get rid of Leo.
Release the footage.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and bump this on over to the socials.
How about this stat of the day from BetMGM? Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, home of the Falcons, has hosted the World Cup, the Super Bowl, the National Championship, the SEC Championship, the MLS Cup, and Copa America. But it has never hosted a Falcons playoff game.
Yeah, it's true.
That hurts, man.
Sad.
If only they had opened their doors 1 year earlier, this wouldn't be a stat of the day.
What a play by me.
Because in 2016, of course,
I went to the Super Bowl.
They fumble farted that thing away in historic fashion.
Yeah.
But ever since then, they have not had a home playoff game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, though they've had a ton of big-time sporting events lap upon their shores there.
That's tough. You know, I saw a tweet earlier tracking the last time a team won a playoff game, you know?
Yes.
And for the Cowboys, it was only like 3 or 4 years. It's like, you know what? Life's not that bad. At the very bottom of that was Miami.
Like 25 years.
25 years without a playoff win.
Yeah terrible.
That is crazy.
I mean, they're almost as bad as the Super Bowl drought.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Theirs is just a playoff.
Our Super Bowl drought is their playoff win drought.
Yeah, that's rough.
Horrifying. And I guess I should look at them as one of the more inept teams across all of football, but I don't put them like there with the Jets and the Browns. Do they belong there?
Yeah.
They
probably do.
They probably do. They've had random seasons, you know, that have worked out for them.
They get a pop-up year every once in a while.
They get a random pop-up year thanks to Chad Pennington, thanks to, you know,
gets it done one year.
Thanks to Mike McDaniel, yeah. But otherwise,
then you got to go play Kansas City in -17-degree weather.
I mean, if you have the longest playoff win drought in any sport, you're right there at or near the top of the list of ineptitude, of sewage.
I mean, they hired Crazy Eyes Gase as their head coach.
Yeah, you would laugh if you just went and looked at the quarterbacks that they've trotted out there post-Marino. It would literally bring you to tears.
Gosh.
And you're not sure if you're laughing or crying.
Didn't they start a Lemon?
Yeah, Cleo. Cleo Lemon.
Cleo.
Sage Rosenfels.
Gosh, Sage.
Gus Frat.
And that's after he banged his head in that wall with Washington. He was exactly. He didn't even know where he was.
Yeah, that's post-CTE Gus Frat.
Last time they were in the AFC title game, 92. They play the Bills that year?
That must have happened?
Yeah.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills, man.
The Dolphins didn't.
Your baseball PSA of the day all season long. MLB has tweeted this out. If any MLB game goes into extra innings, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you can head to Firehouse Subs to buy any medium sub and get one free.
That's a hell of a deal.
Look at that right there.
I like this.
Extra innings, any game. Doesn't even have to be, hey, for the Rangers, they went to extra innings. No, any MLB game goes to extra innings on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You can wake up the next morning and get you a buy one, get one, medium Firehouse sub.
I appreciate the deal. I wish Jersey Mike's would do something like that.
Yeah, maybe they will.
Jersey Mike's is delicious, but Firehouse is also very good.
Firehouse is probably number two for me. I don't have a problem with the Firehouse, but I like Jersey Mike's better.
Okay, so you had LeBron doing his Tyrese Halliburton thing, the podcast, and we're in silly season now with the LeBron stuff. It's hilarious. So he was asked about the free agency decision. He says, Where did I hear? I heard Warriors, I heard Philly, Miami, and this one guy told me to come to the Yankees. He did not mention Cleveland at all.
Cleveland?
Which makes people think, okay, then I guess is that the team that he's going to ultimately end up going to? He also had a quote saying, it's going to be fun wherever I land. Cleveland. Everybody's trying to connect some dots here. But then you also have, and you never know if this is real, it's probably not, but you have people in Philadelphia showing a photo of the Baldwin School of Arts and Sciences incoming sixth grade enrollment list. And you see his daughter's name on the list. And that school is in Philadelphia.
Mm.
And so people are trying to connect dots that he's on. But I just feel like he'd be smarter than that, right? Like he wouldn't enroll somebody. Like, it's July. You still got time.
Yeah.
Right? But everybody in Philadelphia is getting really excited.
I think school opens up around here, August 11th?
Yeah, mid-August. They've changed the dates.
It's like, dude, you're LeBron. You can enroll your kid at any school whenever you want. Doesn't matter.
Might be LeBron.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Well, I he's probably going to want to get this done before the training camp start.
Oh, for sure.
And this is going to happen. He's going to Golden State, guys.
Okay, are you thinking Golden State because of what stoplight Steve Kerr did yesterday?
Well, that, and then the thing that came out, like, did ESPN accidentally say this?
Yes, that was crazy.
There's been a couple of leaks that suggested it might be Golden State, and to me, where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm kind of thinking Golden State is this is going to happen.
Okay, because, yes, yesterday you had PTI, pardon the interruption, long-standing legendary show at ESPN. They podcast their episodes. And so if you go into your podcast app yesterday, I actually checked mine just to confirm it because I didn't know if it was like some ball sacking.
Oh, yeah.
But somebody had screenshotted like yesterday's episode of PTI on their podcast feed, read this. This is like the title of the podcast episode. Steph Curry behind LeBron's stunning Warriors decision, ? And so it was like, but then nothing in that episode, if you listened to it, revealed anything, of course, because that would have been huge news today. But there was still a PTI episode that was titled Steph Curry Behind LeBron's Stunning Warriors Decision. Sounds like they know a story. It's like, do they know a story?
And the other one was like, Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a Laker, and Amon Shumpert was talking with Shams, and then Shams had to be like, well, that's not official yet. Like, I think there's a lot of things in the works here that aren't official, but they kind of know are going to happen.
But it's weird because Shams keeps saying it's Miami, Cleveland, Philadelphia. Like, that's what he's narrowed it down to. That was Shams on ESPN platforms all day yesterday saying it. So, like, it's just
sudden turn, guys. Oh, my gosh, it's Golden State.
I don't know. Shams would want to discredit himself that way if he knows it's Golden State, and then he keeps preaching, I think Golden State's kind of in the periphery
here.
It's
weird. It's a weird thing. Maybe he's trying to do damage control.
Everybody's trying to figure it out. And LeBron says we won't have to wait too much longer. And Adam Silver says that all the media people, and they're trying to get the schedules right for the upcoming season, figuring out which games are the biggest and all that kind of stuff. Like, they're all getting antsy.
They need answers.
Because they need to know where LeBron's going to be. It's crazy that after all of these years, he is still the biggest needle mover, man.
Yeah, it is. It is something. And maybe an indictment on the next generation of players. You know, we need our next Kobe or LeBron or somebody.
Speaking of an indictment on the next generation, did you see what he said about what his hypothetical prediction about himself is? He says, I could average 10 points in the league for a long time, like a long time. 65 years old or something like that.
Oh, okay. Slow down, Russell Wilson.
He says, I could average 10 points in the NBA even at 65 years old.
You know, Vince Carter played until he was like 40. That last year, he scored 5 points per game on 35% shooting. I think LeBron will have more longevity, but the end is very near. I think within 2 years from now, he will not be a starting caliber player. That'd be my prediction.
Well, I think that's a more realistic prediction than scoring double digits a game at 65 years old.
That would be something to see. If he could pull it off, I would love it.
That would be the funniest thing ever to watch a 65-year-old get out there. I mean, at that point, you're talking about being, what, like 40 years older than your competition?
Yes. In some cases, 46 years older.
I mean, that is insane, dude.
Speaking of insane, I've been on this radio station for 16 years, calling out PETA, challenging them.
Yeah, did you get the email?
Did you guys? I must get this email too.
I must have just seen it and just immediate delete.
Wes Burdett from PETA emailed us in response to Woolchuck's very irresponsible segment yesterday about killing snakes and spiders.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat, Wes.
And he
subpoena me, bitch.
He detailed a lot of interesting things about how spiders appear to dream when they sleep. They're intelligent beings. Some have been observed bandaging their injured legs with their own silk, and they're critical to maintaining a balanced ecosystem. So if you're ever killing one, be prepared to be overrun with mosquitoes, flies, and other bugs you would prefer to avoid. And he said a bunch of stuff about snakes as well, but no threats to try to get us canceled.
No, we'll take the care package, by the way, Wes. Thank you for that offer.
Yeah, he did offer some critter catchers.
I do appreciate that. I'll do my best. I'll try and do my part.
Safe to carry them out.
We'll take some critter catchers. No doubt about that. I'll probably put them in some sort of an enclosure.
Yeah.
You know, Remy, 4 or 5 years old, they love trying to capture bugs and create their little habitats for them and stuff. But, you know, just wanted to be transparent with
my
intentions.
It's amazing that he sent that email.
It was, dude.
That is crazy. Yeah.
It's very well written, by the way.
Yeah, great email, Wes. We'll take everything under advisement. And, you know, thanks for toloing. We're back with more sports content, crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred has cooking here for you tonight. I think it's Fred and CA again coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Free the fam. All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan. It's time now to hand it off to the Fan After Dark with Fred and CA once again. Gentlemen, a good evening to you. Good to see you as always, CA. Fred, how the heck are you?
Well, so Blake's in Mexico, as we alluded to last night.
Is he detained?
Well, no. He liked a tweet today or an Instagram message, so, you know, he at least has access to his Instagram. But his buddy, Clay, the girl said yes.
Oh, yeah, he proposed down there. That's
good for him. I hope so.
I mean,
you're going to go through all of this. Like, you better know she's
like
saying
to, I mean, they've
yes.
been together for a minute, so you'd like to think that
awkward.
Was probably already in the bag. But
so did they do the deal where they brought all their friends on vacation and then proposed and had a big party?
Is that what that's the, what it sounds like. He called me after the show last night to say that they were getting ready to go to, I guess, a club. Okay. And then he just was cut off. So I wasn't sure if, like, maybe a cartel member had gotten to him. No telling.
Well, those vacation spots, as we found out last year, you know, sometimes can be touch and go.
Can be dangerous.
I was surprised getting down there when I've been on vacation how spotty the cell stuff can be, the cell connection.
Well, yeah. Might be by design.
So was it by design that you went to Italian in a hospital today? You had Italian food in a hospital?
Well, no. So
how that happened?
What a horrible story. This is awful. But anyway, long story short, I was driving over here. I should have just went with my gut and stopped at perennial favorite, Two Guys from Italy.
Two Guys from Italy is fantastic.
Yeah.
Delicious. Great selection. Great selection.
Great price.
Pound for pound, bar for bar, hands down, can't be stopped.
That can't be stopped.
I just didn't feel like sitting in traffic back in 6:35, okay? I was being lazy, and it got the best of me.
Okay.
So I found a place that allegedly was supposed to be in the food court at the hospital over here, and I got there, and they're like, yeah, it's not here, but there's a cafeteria here. So I said,
it's a
all right.
Hospital cafeteria.
What?
And here's the thing. Look, I grew up, my grandpa used to work at a hospital. He was part of the collections people. And so, we used to always eat breakfast there. And so, maybe a little nostalgia was kicking in. All right.
Okay.
So I was like, back in the day, hospital cafeterias were legit.
They were cranking it out?
Yeah. Well, not here. Not here.
Not now.
Not at that level.
Not here. All I'm going to say is this. I had taken some Mucinex DM earlier today. Stomach was already in a perplexing position. Adding this total disaster of a flatbread pizza was probably not one of my better decisions.
What was on this flatbread?
Man, it was
mystery meat.
It was, well, I think that's what it was.
Was it bland?
No,
because it's hospital.
You know what it tasted like? It tasted like
concrete and glue?
Like plastic cheese. I mean, it was just, the flavor was, you know what it was? I guarantee you, it was like freezer burn that they put into an oven.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat the whole thing?
Hell no, I didn't. Hell no, I didn't. I was struggling.
Where'd you go for lunch?
You went to the wrong hospital.
So what I did, I couldn't do it. I couldn't take it anymore. So I threw it away, but then I had to go to the bathroom.
At the hospital.
Hospital's a good place to go. It's clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
very
no,
clean.
No, no.
I mean, it's not Bucky's.
I don't know. The bathroom was pretty legit.
It's cleaner than like an Exxon station.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
And it was a single one, so I had my own privacy.
Right.
Which I needed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which I needed.
And a taller toilet.
You were in a dogfight.
And a taller toilet.
Did you have a door lock?
Did you disrobe?
No, I had a door lock.
You know it's bad when you got to strip down.
I pulled the George Costanza. Yeah. I'm taking my shirt off.
Golly. This is.
Yeah, I was getting serious.
Hunker down and give them hell here.
No, I had to, man. It was not for the faint of heart. And I you know what? I honestly feel bad for whoever followed me in there.
Oh, man.
Well, I hate the idea of your health location serving up just awful food.
I mean, at least I'm at the hospital.
You think the hospital should have top-tier quality,
some of them
healthy.
I can vouch for some other ones.
Yeah, some of them do.
Take care of your sick people.
I mean, we delivered, Chick-fil-A would deliver, we had a deal with Medical City Plano. We would bring over 40 sandwiches every day, so they'd sell, and sometimes the order would be up on certain days.
Yeah,
but,
well,
you know,
Medical
you'd
City
be
next to the station doesn't subscribe to that theory.
Yeah, you could have gotten a Chick-fil-A sandwich. But still, going to a food court Italian restaurant in a hospital.
It had good reviews.
The whole
what did they say about that?
Good reviews.
It was just a total fake.
The first line I saw said, the food is amazing.
It's a great bit by somebody, dude. Just making up a delicious five Michelin star.
But it had a picture.
Yeah, exactly.
It had a picture.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
AI.
Was there a person in it? Did you see fingers?
I was driving. I was driving.
I was on the fly.
Aiden told me, look for the fingers. AI can't replicate the fingers.
And it was right by the station. It was a win. To me, in my mind, because then here's the other thing I'm thinking. I love Italian food.
Yeah.
If we find a hidden gem.
Yeah, okay. You'd have been a hero today.
I'm a hero today. Look, it's
we're not around the corner.
I crawled so you guys can walk around here today.
Appreciate
okay?
your sacrifice.
I want you to know that. You're welcome.
I'll stick to the taco casa.
Absolutely, as you should.
I'm surprised that a hospital food court failed, though.
Well, no, they've closed it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
This place seems kind of transient. I'm not going to lie.
I was born at that hospital, Fred. That's all you need to know.
So what do you guys have planned for the show tonight? What do you guys
Whole
have planned? Big
plans?
We got some guests.
Look, we've got guests on guests on guests. Look, if you want to be a guest, 877-881-1053. Nick Harris, 8 o'clock. Corey Proctor, former Cowboys defensive offensive lineman.
Rock
he joins
too.
Us at 9. Sean Heath, one of the premier PA men in all of the DFW, joins us at 9:40. Jet Fuel,
nice.
Fair or Foul, you name it, hijinks, it's going down tonight.
We'll have a 3.5-hour show for you tomorrow.
Dang.
Starting at 2 o'clock, Rangers will be back in action.
Oh.
Can we discuss maybe these Eagles fans trying to besmirch Troy Aikman? Did you see that today?
Yeah. No, what are these freaking jerks
what
doing?
Happened?
They're comping with Hurts or whatever.
They're comping Jalen Hurts to Troy Aikman.
Hurts' down year compared to Aikman's top flight year
or
something.
A bag of ass.
Troy never had a down year. Screw
you
want to
say Jalen Hurts was carried by a great defense and offensive line? Well, what about Troy Aikman? I think that was the extent of their analysis today.
What a schmucky.
Go figure. Low bar there for the Philly content creators. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and 635. Just went 5 flawless. Thanks to Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Broadus. Fred and CA coming up next, 7 to 11. Till tomorrow at 2. I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.